Good afternoon. Today is Friday, September the 7th, 247th day of the new year. Joining us from the city of Eureka is not Mr. Tyson.
No. Judy Harrison.
He has brought in the A-team.
That's right.
Cindy Trobus Thomas, Judy Harrison. Okay, ladies, we're going to have a little bit of fun, I sense.
Yes.
What are you freaking out about already?
Your idea of fun may not be my idea of fun, especially on the radio.
Well, we'll just have to find out now, won't we? See how we can endanger the liability clause at the city of Eureka when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Judy Harrison and Cindy Trobus Thomas. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from John Keats. I would sooner fail than not be among the greatest.
Wow.
So I'm not sure which of the three of us are among the greatest.
I think that's to be determined.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Depends on how the show goes, huh? What is going on with the city and city of Eureka and this big, innocuous phrase called economic viability? Would you say that Eureka is economically viable right now?
I think we're doing things to be economically viable, and we're making plans for the future to help to encourage businesses to be stronger, to help them in any way we can. So that ultimately makes us more economically viable if we take care of our business community.
Can the business community be taken care of?
I think we can remove some roadblocks for them that can allow them to grow and prosper. And some of those are, we have just recently put in a, received funding for a business ready program that we're going to be working on, which I'll have Judy explain to you a little bit more about what that entails.
All right, Judy, you're on.
Okay, I'm on.
Apparently there's a pecking order here.
This is definitely the pecking order, and it all rolls downhill. We were awarded a community development block grant from the state recently on a program we've been working on for about a year, and the city as a whole has been really working on becoming more business-friendly and creating a business-friendly environment. And we're calling this program Business Ready. And that means that we will be more prepared to handle any of the roadblocks that can happen because of the current rules and regulations that stop businesses from maybe getting a permit in a timely fashion. So our wonderful third floor community development has been working on three different phases of that. And so some of the funding is going to be helping them with that. They're working on the coastal development permit, and they're working on auditing the Muni code. And they're also working on the LCP, which is the local coastal plan, and design review. And what they'd like to do is have some shelf ready, or we're calling it business ready, design review guidelines.
Not subject to individual interpretations?
The concept is that it will already be in this design review guidelines. And so if you fall within those parameters of what's in that, the guidelines, then it will not require that you go to design review or have that kind of review.
You get a sign off or a stamp and you can avoid that entirely?
I think that's the direction that we're hoping to go on that.
And just to be really clear, they're already working on a lot of these removing the roadblocks, and they just have to do it legally so that when
that legal thing
yeah. So that when they're looking at a guideline, they can say well, the code allows us to do this instead of, you know, it doesn't allow us.
The codes have not really been looked at for many, many years, and it's time to look at them and see where there are things that have changed. Like, I can remember when Lost Coast Brewery was looking to put up a site, they were going to be viewed as general industrial because that's what a large brewer would be. And so you had to kind of work around and try to figure out how the new type of businesses fit in.
So is this linked at all to the general plan?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And some of the stumbling blocks, because that hasn't been approved. Now, does the city also have a general plan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's more contemporary than the county's?
I think so. I can't remember the last time it was approved, but we're entering into that process again. We're just starting the process of updating the general plan.
Go ahead.
The new community development director, Rob
Wall
is really working towards all of that. He's doing a great job.
KINS News and Information. We got one more minute. I can't tell time anymore either. Boy, I was just going to have so much great fun during the commercial break. Now I just have to delay it for a little bit. So as the plans are going through, the concept is you can show up and avoid any of the state stuff. Any of the potential petitions that would go on?
Everything
would just be
ignore the state. It's not like you can go coastal commission. We're not paying attention.
But if you have a land use plan already adopted, and as long as something was conforming in that.
I think so, but it's not really. I think I don't want to speak for community development. I think the concept is that we want to help streamline the process. As much as we want to help them streamline the process as much as they can so that makes it better for the business and development community and the little old homeowner.
Permit? Who, me? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Cindy and Judy.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Cindy Trobitz-Thomas and Judy Harrison. Ladies, as you look at the end game on this, I think everybody can agree that this makes sense. Mm-hmm. This probably should have been done 25 years ago. It makes sense. Is it as simple as what it sounds like it's going to be? Because it seems like any time I've had much interaction with governments, or bureaucracies of private or public sector, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Turf protection, power plays, this and that, and I didn't say so, and you said, and I done, and you get into background personality battles and wars that are going on. You go, wait a minute. All I'm trying to do is to buy a piece of gum here. And it becomes a huge monumental issue. Does this have everybody on board? Is everybody kind of coming together and going to make it happen?
I would actually say the timing is prime for this. We have a city council that is really supportive of business and making things easier to get through. I mean, we don't want to have things go through that are not compatible to the community, but you want to have the council is very, very supportive of the whole concept of helping make this easier and more efficient for city staff and for the public. You have a very business-supportive council at this point, and
you both have mentioned roadblocks multiple times. What's the biggest one? Is it the private sector developer, homeowner going, this should be a half-hour process? Or is it others in the process that are more challenging?
I think it's the tools that currently are in place that government has to adhere to. And so that's what we're working on, is removing those roadblocks from the tools, which are it's in place right now. And they...
We also have the staff at City Hall is very behind this, which is nice, too, because it makes it much easier to implement. The roadblocks are, is what Judy said, it's that they only can work with what they have. And if you have rules and regulations or requirements that need to be updated, that's what they have to work with. They don't have the luxury of saying, well, this is stupid, I'm just going to go ahead and, yeah, that's okay. You have to be defensible and...
Or defendable.
Or defendable, I know.
So as you're living in this environment of state, federal, county regulatory, and then you've got the little burg of a jurisdiction within that, do all of the... up the food chain all have to be in agreement, or does the city have a certain amount of discretionary authority and say, no, this is how we're determining it, and this is inside the city limits of Eureka and the sphere of influence, and this is how we do it?
Yes,
thank you very much.
We do have some flexibility with that, but there are the overlays that we don't. One is the coastal area. That is something that we don't have the control over, so you have to work with the Coastal Commission staff on getting some of these projects done and over those hurdles.
I would think that would be extraordinarily frustrating. The jurisdiction is in the city. The land is in the city. The mailing address, the physical address is all in the city. And yet, you're kowtowing to Santa Barbara interests or San Diego interests or Sacramento interests, wherever they...
It makes it difficult. It does.
Well, and you're gelded.
Yeah.
Is the same true once you get outside of the coastal zone? Is there somebody else, or is that really where Eureka becomes Eureka?
Yes.
Or whatever any of the town is.
We still have to work with other state agencies on developments. You have the, I was going to say you need Fish and Wildlife. You have to go through the different agencies.
Let's say Henderson Center. For those who are unfamiliar, it's 2 or 3 miles off the coast. It's well within the city limits, kind of in the center, if you will, mm-hmm. of the city boundaries. How much easier would it be to have a development occur in Henderson Center than it would be on the waterfront?
Today. Oh, that's
a Rob Wall question.
But I would say that it would be a lot easier because you wouldn't have to go through a local coastal, get like a local coastal permit or things like that that do take time. There's a lot of reporting, not public hearing requirements and postings that you have to do that automatically add time onto it. If the zoning's proper for what needs to the land use. Is proper, it shouldn't be a lot of issues on doing a development there. In Henderson Center, it'd be a lot less.
Just because it's outside of that influence of the state.
Yes, that dark zone.
You know, in football, they don't call it the dark zone.
What is it?
The black hole.
Oh. Okay.
You've got to incorporate Raiders in there somehow, right? Okay. It just went right over Judy.
Okay. Oh, I got the Raider.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. L.A. or Oakland?
No, the one that counts. KIS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the oh-so-retiring Cindy Trovitz-Thomas and Judy Harrison.
You say that with a smile.
Oh, with a glow in my heart that won't stop. So as we look at development and the challenges in the area, whether it's government programs or funding or having our act together or not having our act together, I can't believe that there's anybody in the process of trying to get something done that is guilt-free. I mean, if I'm going to try to do a remodel at the house, I don't know what I'm doing. I might hire somebody who knows. But, let's change this, let's do that. And now things start changing, and now it's somebody else's fault. It's not that I've had these lightning strikes of brilliance that are changing and making
really?
The plan better.
You sound like you have experience with that.
Oh, lightning strikes of brilliance? Yes, I do. Thank you for recognizing. But you look at that, the contractors have theirs, the bureaucracy has got its, the neighborhood has got it. Is there any way to do it simple anymore? If you want to build a house, have an addition, heaven forbid you change the color of your house in some communities. I mean, all those types of things that are... It seems like everybody's got a piece of everybody else's decision instead of you being able to do it on your own.
And then you add the state and federal regulations, like where a lot of the businesses around here that have been the victim of the ADA requirements. Where
is there any retribution, any chance to throw back on that green mail threat? Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, really? You
no.
play dumb now, huh?
Right.
Yeah, look at the twinkle. That's a twinkle you're hearing on the air. Twinkle of her eye. Yeah, okay. But that kind of stuff that's out there.
Where you have extortion? Is that what you're talking about when you're...
That's a word that would be pretty close that some folks have said that they've been threatened with.
Yeah. I would say that there is some interest in the state of trying to come up with some type of regulation again, to really limit the number of frivolous lawsuits that are, or to limit that. You know, we have an attorney up here who is known across the state of California for shutting down some very fine old businesses. One in Sacramento was an old-fashioned burger place that everyone loved, and, you come in and you say, oh, the counter is about a quarter of an inch too low or too high, therefore you need to revamp the whole thing. And a lot of folks, especially right now with the economy the way it is, they can't afford to do those types of things. And so some of them just say, I'm done.
Well, I guess that gets to something, Cindy. Is it the intent that gets lost with a lot of these? Because it's black and white, it's this square corner, you have to do this, you have to have your electrical, you have to have that fifth electrical plug in this wall, not because you need it, but because that's what the law says, and it doesn't matter if it's going to be covered up with the cabinet work that's going to be put in there, as a weird example. But that's what the law says, instead of looking at the intent.
I think that's correct. I do think
that there room for intent?
Well, you're asking me who I feel
that
there is.
I know, you're
on
the way out. Yeah, okay.
I know, but I do think that there are areas that we've kind of gotten away from the human element in trying to figure out really what it was the intent of that, having a business. And the intent of, I'm going to cover up a plug. It's a good point. So I'm going to go through the expense of having to put in another electrical outlet, and then I'm going to cover it up. I'm not saying no, but there is a lot of confusion over what is reasonable and what is reality and versus what is the law.
Judy, with some of the efforts that you're wrestling with at the city, is that part of the goal? Is to bring in some sense of, and you know how rarely I use this word, normalcy, into the process to say, no, it's okay. It's no big deal. And you don't have to go in front of the Planning Commission. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to, yeah, it's okay.
Well, working with Rob Wall in community development and David Tyson, the city manager, you know, definitely their goal is to make the experience for a business much easier. And that would probably be for personal landowners as well. Of course, I focus with the businesses, but I know that that is their goal in this coming year to 2 years, is to create the tools so that they can make it easier for businesses to get things done, because they are up against these roadblocks. And
these are businesses throughout the entire city. So
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Various districts. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not like the enterprise zone, or it's not like the.
No, it's the everything. We represent everything. It's not just the enterprise zone, or, you know, because we used to be redevelopment. We represent all businesses, and everything we've done since, you know, the 20 years before when I was with Cindy and redevelopment. Everything is to try to give, you know, businesses opportunities like the enterprise zone. Some businesses have been here and they still aren't using the enterprise zone credits. And I'll just mention Valentini's Bakery had told me at a meeting for Henderson Center that they were amazed at the credits that they were able to get, and they were able to go back 5 years and use those voucher credits. And we work with businesses, and we're going to have a training probably within the next 6 months or so, but we work with businesses so they can take the entire credit and not pay a consultant the fees, and then that money goes back into their business, so their business is stronger. So yes, we work with all businesses, and the goal is to make Eureka business ready. So
no, we don't work with Brian, though.
Oh,
we're in the county here, girl. I bet you knew exactly when you crossed the line. Isn't that when the hat went off and things got a little crazy? Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 342. We'll be back with more from Cindy Trobitz-Thomas and Judy Harrison.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times. 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Judy Harrison and Cindy Trobitz-Thomas. We've been talking so far about developments, and I think most probably perceive a development as being a business related. What about houses? You know, we used to hear about infrastructure, or infill rather, and things of that nature. Is there still room for houses in Eureka?
We do have a limitation on the amount of available land. But one of the things that we are doing is that we secured some funding from the CDBG program to help people buy their homes, the first-time home buyer program.
Did that exist a little while ago?
Let's not talk about the redevelopment thing.
No, I was thinking 15, 20 years ago.
No, actually, the first-time home buyer in Eureka, maybe it did start about that. We've done it only as we've had the funding available to do it, and that was a major portion of our low and moderate income housing funds we used to help people get into their first homes.
This is a brand new allocation.
Yes.
So does that mean it's a whole new program, or the old one is now extended or refunded?
Refunded.
There will be a few changes, because when you're dealing with the state, there will be some requirements that we didn't have before.
What a shocker!
It was much easier when we're dealing with the redevelopment funds.
So obviously the goal is to have more owner-occupied.
Yes, because that gives the community, I think when people own their own properties, there's more of a tendency to take care of them and to be part of the community.
But we won't see the purple waves of green.
No.
As the sun sets and the fog starts rolling in.
Well, you might. It depends.
Well, if the lawns are mowed.
There's also some funding for housing rehab.
Yes.
Oh, that means mowing your neighbor's lawn.
No. It's owner-occupied. So if there are people who maybe they need some improvements, health and safety issues. They're able to come in, and we'll work with them if they're within the income category that's allowable.
And that would be ADA requirements. How do you take your first step on this? Do you pop into the city hall and sit in the lobby and yell, "I need help"? Or
we all have name tags now, so you can see who are city employees in the hallway.
Oh.
And we won't change the name tags with other people, so you don't know who it really is.
Yeah.
Our housing program manager is Melinda Peterson. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is look in the phone book under the City of Eureka and Housing, and that'll be Melinda.
We will be doing some public service announcements on the funding when we are, and we're really happy that, Brian, you're going to provide us with those opportunities.
Yeah, I know. You lead with the, and of course it's free, moment.
Was that a good lead-in?
Yeah.
We're also going to be doing some newspaper ads and things like that.
Oh, shoots down your free radio pronto. You took care of yourself. You're doing newspaper ads.
Well, we have to, not everybody can hear.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
It's the
So you have to do the visual and.
I understand. It's the fact that one is paid for and the other isn't. That's what got my attention.
We'll talk. Okay.
Yeah.
You'll make us a deal.
And the first time this kicks off now, is it in place? Can we start applying, start asking?
We do have a list. For people to come in and sign up to be on the list, we have to go through. We can't be expending any money until we get our contract from the state.
Which is supposed to be somewhere around.
I don't think it'll still be here. No. No, it should be within about 3 months, maybe.
Okay, by the first of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah. But it's a good idea to get on your name on the list so that you're in the process. So Melinda is the person to talk to. And we're on the third floor, City Hall.
Second floor.
Gee, I already moved myself out.
Way to go, ladies. Okay, we've run out of time anyway. Enjoy your weekend. See you on Monday.
Sorry.